Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio right now, we have a couple of guests from USU Eastern that are going to join us to talk a bit about the library and some of the changes, an open house and a ribbon cutting that is actually right around the corner. We have Lori Brassaw and also Amy Peters joining us, and Amy is up on the mic first. Amy, it's a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Definitely. Now, you are the team leader of the Learning Commons. So first off, tell me exactly what that job title entails altogether.
Okay, so we're taking the library and we're making it into the Library and Learning Commons. And with that, we still have all library resources there, but we also have joined it with the Learning Commons. And this is many of the academic successes that can come through the Learning Commons and library. We have the library services and resources. We have academic tutoring access for math and sciences. We have the Aggie Center for Enrichment, which is also known as the Skills Lab. And this is where you could get math and English skills to improve your skills, rather. And also Microsoft Office Specialist certifications can be done through that. And it offers so much more. We also have the Communications Commons for student and faculty exploration. We have a reflection room for students, staff, and employees to carry out either structured or unstructured meditation, reflection, or prayer. We're adding in a student production space for the individual preparation and group collaboration projects. And we're going to include a makerspace facility, which is new to our area.
So it sounds like there's definitely a lot going in here. As far as the plan and the program for this, I mean, how long have you guys prepped for this to come together and be completed?
Well, that has been taken on since the beginning of the year. There's three different phases so far to this structure. The first phase was just moving people around. The library resources have been moved upstairs in this building to facilitate the Learning Commons new information that is being processed downstairs. Right. So with that was phase one. We're in phase two, where we involved lots of moving around and transitioning, having the ACE Center move over there. We're having the science and math tutors move into the center. We updated with new furniture and new computers on the floor. So with that, we're going to move into change three, which will involve architectural changes and decisions, maybe even for a food service invite.
Is there big architectural changes when you talk about that? I mean, for someone who's been there, say, over the past 3 or 4 years, when you walk in, is it going to look completely different? I mean, what are we talking about in that regard?
You know, I really can't tell you because we don't know.
Okay.
We have the architects going to join us here soon. They've been scheduled, and they will be with us and tell us what our options will be come this December. So with that, we are just looking at maybe a couple walls being knocked out, moving some things around. So it might be, yes, it will look a little different.
Quite a bit. Sounds like it'd look quite a bit different. With that being said, there is an open house and a ribbon cutting coming up actually right around the corner this week. And you guys want to invite the community to come on out and take a look at it and also tour the facility as well.
Absolutely.
Right?
Please come and look at the space that is provided here for the students. We welcome the community to come and share this opportunity. We have lots of food, so come have your lunch there with us. The ribbon cutting will be at 12:30. We look forward to seeing you all there.
And then the open house itself runs from noon to 2?
The open house is 12 to 2.
Okay, yes. So noon to 2, okay. Mm-hmm. And everyone in the community is invited to come take a look at it.
Absolutely. We all welcome right. you.
Well, Amy, I definitely appreciate you stopping by. I'm going to let you introduce our next guest, Lori Brassaw, here, who's going to talk a little bit about some of the changes that have gone on and what is actually open to the community, right?
Absolutely. So library director is Lori Brassaw, and she has been our library director for about 7 years now. And she has been with USU Eastern for about 15 years. So we welcome her to the mic, and she's going to tell you about how these changes are affecting the library resources.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring Lori in. Lori, it's a pleasure to have you in here today as well. Thank you for stopping by.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Okay, tell me a little bit about it. How has this affected and changed the library, and what are some of the big changes that people are going to notice right off of the bat?
Well, first of all, I want to ease everyone's mind. We still have print books in the library. And we have moved around our collection to different areas of the library. So on the second floor is our print collection. And then on the first floor is the Learning Commons area, where we have 15 new computers. And also we have iPads and laptops that students can check out. The public is welcome to come into the library and use the facilities. We do have a library card that the community can purchase. It's $25 a year. But I want to highlight, too, that we have electronic books. When I started back in 2003, I spent a lot of time showing our students how to set up their email. But now we are downloading books. Now with the merger with Utah State University Libraries, we have over 1 million academic-related books that students, staff, and faculty can access and are free to do so. And we also have a collaboration with the Price City Library to share resources for our students in case they want the more popular items such as movies, DVDs. The Learning Commons, the Library and Learning Commons is not particularly a new concept in the world of librarianship. It is new for this area. We're reimagining the academic library. So we're opening it up to the makerspaces where students come in and do collaboration. And then the library itself has special collections. So for instance, we're focusing on getting materials written about this area of the state, the Price, Carbon and Emery County areas. And also we also have the J. Bracken Lee collection materials. And then also we have digitized several of the USU Eastern yearbooks going back to when we were at college or high school back in 1937. And we've been able to do all this because of the merger with Utah State University and the great resources they have up there to digitize items. We do still offer tours in the library, and I still do go out and teach with the students information and literacy skills. And we, as I said, do continue to buy books. And but we do, again, in our databases, we have over 600,000 articles that are easily downloaded and accessible. For the public, if you do come into the library, you can access on our visitor computers those articles. But for the students, faculty, and staff, those are only accessible off campus with their A number and password. So we'd like to invite you in to tour the building. It's beautiful. I've been there 12 years, and I've seen 15 years, and I've seen many things change over the time. And I would like to put a plug in for our actual exterior of our building. It is done in the brutalism style of architecture. It was built back in 1968, and it's a beautiful building, and it's one of the few types of brutalism architecture in rural Utah. So it is a jewel in the crown for the area and certainly for the university.
And change is always a good thing, right?
Yeah, definitely. We have to change and to be relevant.
Definitely, yeah. Well, Lori, I appreciate you stopping by with Amy today. I think we covered it all, except we got to invite everyone out one more time to the open house and the ribbon cutting on November 1st. I'm going to let you do that.
Okay, well, great. Okay, we expect to see every one of you out here on November 1st from noon to 2. Our ribbon cutting is at 12:30. There'll be lots of food, and that includes pizza and also sandwiches. Our students, faculty, and staff will be there. So we hope to see everyone there and come join in the festivities.
Lori, thank you for coming in today. It was a pleasure to talk to you and also Amy. So thank you very much. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.